The White Man's Burden. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a showdown brewing over the NBA's new dress code. So far, six NBA players have been fined $10,000 each for uniform shorts that are too long. The rule is 1 inch below the knee, no longer. And it was the CNN morning anchors who figured out why.
And of course, if you want me to be PC, the reason that the NBA commissioner doesn't want them to wear such long shorts is because he wants them to look less urban. To attract
black people.
Yeah, to attract more suburban fans.
White people.
Trying to get black people to look more like white people. You can see where this discussion is headed. So before it gets there, let me point out this simple fact. It isn't just black people who are expected to dress white. We white people have had to dress white for years. Oh, I know what the brothers are saying, Dave. That's because you are white. Well, let me just remind you about the experience of my people, white baby boomers. We tried the beads, the beards, the jeans, the sandals, and then one day, you find yourself waking up in an old school bus with bedsheet curtains next to some girl named Sunshine. It gets old, and you realize, if you're ever going to make any money, the rules say you have to dress like Pee Wee Herman. You think we white people like that? No. We want the bling, we want the do-rags, we want the G-Unit hoodie, and yes, we want the long shorts. But nobody will hire us unless we look like Pee Wee. So yes, the idea that some people get to dress as they please really annoys us. That's all it is. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.